Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about some budget TVs because in this space, a lot of things have been moving recently. And in spite of the lockdown, luckily we had a couple of TVs to review and we published those reviews on gadgets360.com and we've decided to do a comparison between those TVs, and these two TVs are the ones that are actually shaking up the market right now. And it's a happy coincidence for us that, you know, even during the lockdown, we get to talk about some of the new technologies that are emerging in the budget space, which is something that we're always happy to do, and that too in the TV space, which is something that we don't often do because it's not been very fast moving in maybe the last year or so. We had a couple of established brands, but nobody really came and challenged those after Xiaomi did. So now we have Voo, which is a brand that's been around for a while. It's an Indian brand with some connection to the US now. Also, they have some research labs, I think, in the US, if I'm not mistaken. So they've been launching some fantastic budget TVs of late. And Xiaomi's Mi TV 4X series has been great. It's been in the market for about a year now. They even revised it in 2020, or I guess late 2019, but they called it 2020. So the Mi TV 4X, the new one, and the Voo Cinema TV. These two are the ones we've compared. And to talk about these TVs, we have our in-house audio and TV expert, Ali Pardiwala, here with us. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Pranay.
I am feeling great talking about TVs instead of smartphones for a change.
Me too. It is a fresh thing to talk about. Also, at this point, we've all gotten bored of talking about this lockdown. So let's talk about something different.
Yeah, exactly. How to make the most of your time during the lockdown by watching stuff on budget TVs.
Also planning what you're going to buy the minute the lockdown lifts. What is the first thing you're going to run and buy? Hopefully one of these two TVs.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you do, buy it online. Don't go to offline stores. Right now is the time to stay home and stay safe. And let's see, I mean, as of this recording, which is 10th of April, nothing has been announced about the lockdown like extending or lifting on the 15th of April. We'll find out fairly soon. Hopefully, common sense prevails and the measures that are best for the public are taken. But that's a topic for another day. So for now, we'll be focusing on these TVs. So I'm your host, Pranay Parab, and I will kick off this discussion by talking about the two TVs themselves. Now, Ali, I gave a brief introduction of the two TVs, I know, but I'm not the expert, you are. So why don't you tell us about the two TVs that we are comparing today?
So yeah, the two TVs that we're comparing today are the Xiaomi Mi TV 4X and the Voo Cinema TV. Now, the Mi TV 4X was launched in late 2019 sometime. There are four size variants, I'm sorry, for the Mi TV 4X, while the Voo Cinema TV was launched in early 2020, and there are three size variants for this. Now, the Mi TV 4X starts at $24,999 onwards. This is the price for the 43-inch variant. The Voo Cinema TV costs 26,999 rupees for the 43-inch variant, going up a little bit higher depending on the size variant that you're buying. So both of these TVs are affordable. Both of these TVs are starting at under rupees 30,000, although they go a little higher than 30,000 if you're talking about the 55 or 65-inch variants. But it's safe to say that if you're willing to buy the 43-inch variant, you could get it for well under 30,000 rupees.
Yeah, so that is a discussion for... I wanted to keep this a little towards the end. But since you mentioned the size variants anyway, let's just get into it. I think that's an important point you brought up. So one of the most important decisions when you're buying a TV is which screen size to go for. Now, this is a decision that I normally would make purely based on price. Like if my budget is, say, 25,000 rupees, I can only afford the 43-inch TV. I don't have a choice. I'll go for that. But for a lot of people, especially living in places like Bombay, where real estate space is a massive premium, and you know, they've redefined what an apartment is here in Bombay, with very, very small spaces being converted into 2 BHKs, or sometimes even, you know, a house that should not be more than one room kitchen has actually been converted into a 1 BHK. So getting a 43-inch TV is also a big ask for a house like that. And I live in one of those houses, by the way, where, you know, if I put a huge TV over there and the space between me and the distance between me where I sit and where the TV is, that is too low. So then it won't work out very well. It'll actually be a pretty jarring experience. So, it's a good time to maybe explain what distance people should be looking at if they're getting this TV. And let's say somebody has A normal size room where there's like a good 8 to 12 feet of distance, should they go for 43 inch, 55 inch, or what, 49 inches? Which size should they go for?
So yeah, like you mentioned, the distance between the where you're sitting and where the TV is matters a lot to the size of TV that you should choose. Again, at the same time, again, like you mentioned, if you have a hard budget, then there's nothing much you can do beyond that. If your budget is 25,000, 26,000 rupees, then yeah, sure, you're going to be buying a 43-inch TV. But if you have a distance of maybe, 10 or 11 feet between you and the TV, a 43-inch will work, but you would probably be better off with a 50-inch or a 55-inch. If you have a distance of maybe, 14 or 15 feet, I would say get a 65-inch. But like you said, again, there aren't a lot of real estate is at a premium. I don't live in a very large house myself. I actually have a 55-inch TV for review right now. And I find this a little bit too big. Even a 43-inch would be just about fine for me. So it largely depends on the distance. I would say the safe way to put it is if you have 10 or 11 feet between you and the TV, a 55-inch is fine. Anything less than that, you need to be looking at smaller sizes.
Yeah, so one more point I want to bring up before we get into the TVs themselves is both the TVs we are talking about actually are 4K TVs. So a lot of people will look at that and think, okay, this TV is 4K and I'm getting it under 25,000 or under 27,000 rupees. It's a great deal and I should go for it. But at the same time, it's easy to forget that most of the stuff you're going to be watching is not going to be in 4K. So even when reviewing, if you go to the site and check out our TV reviews, you'll see that quite often, especially with these budget TVs, we've gotten some like fantastic 4K performance. But the performance, if you reduce the resolution, for example, standard definition, which is a huge use case for a house with a TV and cable. So let's say you're watching a cable TV and only some channels are in HD at your house. And especially with the recent price hike in this cable TV after they made it a la carte, a lot of people are paying more than they used to before and they are getting less channels. A lot of people are on SD, they are not on HD. So if you're going to be watching standard definition content, the experience differs quite a bit. So 4K, you may get great performance. I think we observed that with both these TVs, right, Ali? But in standard definition, they're not that great.
That's true, yeah. With 4K content, like say if you're watching something on Amazon Prime Video or YouTube or Netflix for that matter, you will get the best performance out of these TVs. And you're going to be thinking that, why were we even buying TVs that cost over 1 lakh rupees when we get this level of performance with 4K and the best kind of content? But that's where the high-end TVs matter. They do a better job across content. They're more all-round performers. While these TVs tend to stutter a little bit when it comes to lower res content. Like you said, standard definition content will kind of put the TV at its limits simply because the TV needs to upscale the content. So if you're watching standard definition content on a 4K TV, that content needs to be upscaled to kind of fit within the screen and within the pixels. And this is where the TVs will kind of stutter. So if you and again, at the same time, when you are a TV that is upscaling will tend to lose some of its resolution because of the pixel density. So if you're buying, even if you want to buy a 4K TV, maybe it makes sense to buy a 43-inch 4K TV simply because the pixel density is not as low. It's considerably higher when you're talking about 4K on a 43-inch TV. And even if you watch a lot of cable or DTH content, it would probably make sense to get a 43-inch TV even if you have the space for a 55-inch. Get a 55-inch TV if you definitely are going to be spending a lot of time watching that high, the 4K HDR Dolby Vision content, because that's really where you're going to see the difference in the size as well as the resolution.
Yeah, true that. So, this is actually a very important point that you brought up. It's counterintuitive, right? You think that, okay, I get a bigger size TV and I'll get a better experience overall. The answer is not always yes, because a lot of things depend on what you're going to be watching on the TV. So if you're, one of those people who are buying a TV simply because people in your house love to watch Saas Bahu serials every day on an SD channel, then it's going to be a pretty different experience that you get from the same TV as opposed to, you know, somebody who only watches 4K content on Netflix and Amazon Prime Video or YouTube for that matter. So these are things that you absolutely need to keep in mind before you get any TV. And it does not matter if the TV is a smart TV or a dumb TV. Like, you really need to look at, like, if it's a 4K TV, will it be able to handle the stuff that I am watching really well or not? So that's something to definitely keep in mind. Now, with that out of the way, those are actually the two disclaimers that I wanted to bring up before people get into the decision of, like, whether they should get the Mi TV 4X or the View TV, cinema TV specifically. So, Ali, with that out of the way, I think we can now talk about these two TVs itself. You already mentioned the price. The highlight of these TVs also has been mentioned, but we've not elaborated on it. So 4K at under 30,000 rupees is actually great to see. At the same time, I think View is the one that's really raised the bar, even after, like, Xiaomi came to us and, like, gave these TVs at unbelievable prices, right? So we got, like, 4K. We also got HDR10 support from Xiaomi. And then View has come in, and at just 2,000 rupees higher, we are getting Dolby Vision. Now, what is this Dolby Vision, and is it unbelievable at this price point?
Yes. So Dolby Vision is a kind of HDR format, similar to HDR10. Now, to kind of explain the differences here, we need to first talk about what HDR is. High dynamic range, which is the full form of HDR. This is a type of format for the colors and the brightness, which is kind of encoded into the content itself. So that particular content can be prepared in HDR, it can be engineered in HDR in such a way that that content will look better, the colors will look a little more accurate, it will be brighter, there will be a little bit better contrast, the color gamut itself will be a lot more detailed. So in general, HDR content tends to look much better than standard definition range content. Now, within HDR, there are two key types of, there are two key standards, I would say. There is HDR10, which is a 10-bit HDR format, and then there is Dolby Vision, which is a 12-bit HDR format. Dolby Vision has been kind of engineered and created by Dolby, which is a company which is very well known for its audio technologies, but they've also kind of pushed into the video space with Dolby Vision. And being a 12-bit format and being backward compatible with HDR10, as well as having dynamic metadata, makes Dolby Vision considerably better than HDR10. When it comes to these two specific TVs that we're talking about, the View having Dolby Vision as opposed to the Xiaomi having HDR10 also makes a massive difference. The View has an advantage here. You are able to watch Dolby Vision content, and watching Dolby Vision 4K content looked absolutely brilliant on the View TV. This was that premium experience that 1 or 2 years ago was only achievable if you paid over 1 lakh or 1.5 lakh rupees for your TV.
Yeah, so that's actually great to see, which is why I feel that, you know, View has really come out of nowhere in this, because we, even when we were looking at the progress in the TV space, I think you've been reviewing TVs like since the day you joined here, right, pretty much. So when you first joined Gadgets 360, at that time, I think we were only looking at high-end TVs with all of these technologies, stuff you said over 1 lakh and all. And then I think in the last year, suddenly now, you know, not only have we had Xiaomi coming in the last 2 years or so in this space, and after that suddenly we've seen OnePlus also entering the space. Now View has come in with Dolby Vision at this price, which is frankly like unbelievable to even me. And then we are also hearing reports of Realme coming in into this smart TV space, so that means that a lot of things are moving really fast here, which is also like whenever this lockdown lifts, whenever people are able to buy TVs, that's actually great news for end users, because then you will get the best possible technologies at really low prices. And especially like if you wanted a 4K experience, as many of us did after, you know, Netflix came to India, getting a good experience at a reasonable price is finally possible, and I'm really, really happy about that. Now, one more thing to bring up here is that I think we've spoken quite a bit about what Dolby Vision is and, you know, how it is better than HDR10. But one thing to highlight here is that Dolby Vision content, I'm not sure how easily available it is, where people can find this, and who should really be looking at getting a TV with Dolby Vision support, and who can skip it.
Yes, so Dolby Vision content is actually quite easily available in India. It's available on Netflix. If you have a top tier Netflix subscription, that is the one that costs 800 rupees per month. then you get access to 4K and Dolby Vision content. If you have a Dolby Vision TV, it definitely makes sense to spend that 800 rupees a month on the top-end plan from Netflix. It will give you access to the right kind of content. Now, I've been a subscriber to that 800 rupee plan from Netflix for a few months now. I've been using it to review practically all of the Dolby Vision TVs that I've received in the last one and a half year. I can definitely see the difference, and it definitely does make sense to stream in Dolby Vision, assuming you, of course, also have a good enough internet plan that you will be able to stream at 4K without any major interruptions. Apart from Dolby Vision, there is Amazon Prime. Apart from Netflix, I mean, there is Amazon Prime Video. This doesn't have Dolby Vision, but this does have a considerable catalog of HDR10 content, which also works pretty well on a Dolby Vision TV. And the other alternatives are if you have a Blu-ray player, you have a 4K Blu-ray player, some of those titles are now supporting Dolby Vision. You do, of course, need your Blu-ray player to also be supporting Dolby Vision. There are some options from Sony and Panasonic that do that already. So there are ways to access Dolby Vision content. Some of them are complicated. The major one is easy, and that is simply, you know what, get Netflix with the 800 rupees a month plan.
Yeah, true that. And I think even Apple TV Plus has some Dolby Vision supporting content.
That's right, that's right. Apple TV Plus has Dolby Vision support as well. This is some people will call it iTunes, but it's been largely rebranded as Apple TV now. You can buy some of those movies directly using your Apple account. And if you have a compatible device to be able to play, say you have an Apple TV 4K, or even an Amazon Fire TV Stick 4K, which does support the Apple TV app as well as Dolby Vision, you can buy or rent these movies and stream them directly in 4K Dolby Vision.
Yeah, so a lot of stuff is available. But then again, you know, if you're mostly into Bollywood content, I don't think you're going to be benefiting too much from Dolby Vision at this point. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, there's not a lot of Indian content in Dolby Vision. In fact, I would say there's very little. There's just a couple of movies, and both of those movies are Netflix titles. There is Ye Ballet, which came out in, I guess, January or February. And there is a movie called Guilty, starring Kiara Advani, which was released in March, in the first week of March. Now, these are the only two titles. I mean, technically, they're Bollywood titles. These are the only titles that are available in Dolby Vision in India, and both of these are Netflix titles. So again, you need Netflix to be able to watch it. If you're going to be watching the vast majority of Bollywood titles right now, none of them have Dolby Vision. Some of them might be available in HDR through the major streaming platforms, but not in Dolby Vision.
Yeah, true that. So once again, like, while the highlight feature is great, it's very enticing. Again, unbelievable to see at this price point. I would once again urge everybody to, like, know what content you're going to watch and if it's available on that or not. And if you're not going to be watching too much of this stuff, if you're mostly into Indian content, then I suppose saving a little bit of money and getting the Xiaomi TV over the Voo TV does make a lot of sense, since, you know, it's not that big a difference. And also, like, the earlier warnings do apply that if you're going to be watching cable TV, then I don't think either of these TVs is worth buying, to be perfectly honest. Okay, so moving on now. Let's also talk about audio, since we've spoken about video technologies. Like, sound is also a big part of it. Will you have to spend a little bit more on getting speakers also for these TVs, or the sound from the TVs itself is pretty good? Which one of them is better?
So if you do end up going for the Voo has very good sound for the price, in my opinion. It has 40 watt front firing drivers on the TV. So these speakers are kind of lined up below the TV in what would typically be the chin of the TV, and these fire forwards, I found the sound particularly good. I found that you could easily make do with just the TV speakers rather than have to go for additional speakers. Xiaomi, in comparison, has 20 watt box speakers which fire downwards from below the TV, and this was not ideal. I would say that if you are buying the Xiaomi, then you need to also factor in the need to buy some kind of speaker system, either a 2.0 or 2 or two-channel speaker system, or, you know, maybe an affordable soundbar. Xiaomi itself makes one that costs 5,000 rupees. So there are options. You can get these for not a lot of money, but you will probably need to factor in the need for additional audio equipment if you're buying the Xiaomi. If you're buying the View, in my opinion, you don't need any additional audio equipment.
Yeah, true that. So the front-firing speaker thing is actually very interesting. Like, in case people are not aware of what exactly it is, it's basically that the speaker is facing you. So when you're watching the TV, the speaker is pointing towards you. That means audio is being fired directly towards people who are watching the content. And downward firing is that the speaker is pointing towards the floor when you're watching TV. So it makes a difference in terms of, you know, the like sound quality. And also I'm guessing like firing it towards you would mean that the volume is probably going to be slightly louder or it'll sound better. I'm not aware of the exact difference.
It will the volume will be a little bit better and the sound will kind of disperse itself a little bit better. When it's firing downwards, it's bouncing off the table or the floor or whatever is below the TV and then coming towards you. Now you're sitting in front of the TV, so that sound is effectively bouncing off a surface before getting to you. In the case of front firing, it's coming straight at you. It's essentially, think of it as, say you have a small Bluetooth speaker or something like that. How will it sound if the speaker is pointed away from you and you're in a different part of the house, as opposed to how it sounds with you facing the speaker directly? That is pretty much what you will have to deal with even in this particular case, where front firing speakers will give you better, more detailed sound as well as louder sound.
Fair enough. So that's again, you know, one of those minor details that people usually tend to gloss over, but definitely keep that in mind. The Xiaomi speaker, the soundbar that you mentioned, Mi soundbar is 5,000 rupees, if I'm not mistaken, unless the prices have changed. But 499 is what you have to pay for that, and that's an additional cost that you probably will have to invest in if you're looking at the Mi TV as you know, TV for watching movies. The speaker is totally worth the money in our review. You can go check that out on gadgets360.com once more. But again, it's an extra expense, and if you're like shopping for TVs in this market, like at the budget end of the market, then you probably are a little value conscious already. And like, I know even I'm actually in the market for a TV in this price range because my old TV conked off, and I would definitely not be very happy about spending extra on speakers. So definitely keep that in mind. Now, one more important thing about TVs is a remote. So Mi TV 4X has a minimalist remote. I think they've gone for the Apple TV look. The Apple TV remote look specifically, and the other one, the Voo TV has Voo Cinema TV has a more I would say traditional remote. Now, which one of these do you like, and what do you appreciate about the one that you prefer?
So I personally prefer the Voo's remote, because what bothers me is, you know, too many steps to get to what I want to do on a particular TV. Now, when you have a full-fledged remote like the Voo has, you have all of the buttons on it. You can access most of the controls and the settings, as well as, you know, adjusting certain things on the TV on the fly very, very quickly when you have everything on the remote. Now, Xiaomi's minimalist remote was not too great for me, simply because a lot of major buttons are missing on this. For one, there's no mute button, so I have to keep my finger pressed on the minus button if I want to quickly make the TV quiet. There's also no source selection button, there's no settings button. So what you essentially need to do is go to the home screen, the Android TV home screen of the Mi TV, to change the source to an HDMI device or to change the settings or whatever. You can't do this from within content. Like, say I'm watching something on Netflix and I feel like the brightness is not too much. I need to exit my content, go out, change the brightness, go back in and check if I've made a difference and keep doing that. At least with the Voo, I had the option of doing that on the fly. While I'm watching something, I could tweak settings and things like that, and quickly move around using the Voo's remote. So in my opinion, the minimalist remote does not really work very well. Sure, it looks good, it's small, it's easy to use from the ergonomic sense, but it's not a very practical remote in my opinion.
Yeah, that's a huge problem with some of these TVs. I think OnePlus TV, which is at like 70,000 and 1 lakh rupees, also had the same issue, and then they fixed it with a different remote. So, you know, there's something that people need to keep in mind. Where, you know, while the Apple TV remote, like for those who don't know, the Apple TV is a streaming box that costs about 15,000-16,000 rupees. The most expensive media streaming box in India, I think, that you can get right now, unless I'm terribly mistaken. So, In that, you get a very minimalist remote. It looks great. I am a huge fan of the looks, but I am not a fan of the design at all for multiple reasons. Too few buttons, like Ali described, for the Mi TV remote as well. And at the same time, it tends to just get lost. Like, it'll fall somewhere. Once, I think, you know, there was a period of about 2 months when I just could not find the remote because it had dropped from the table and gone inside a speaker box, which was lying under the table. And I, like, looked everywhere and I couldn't find it. Then I think someone else in the house just opened that box one random day for some random reason and they found that remote inside. And they asked me, okay, what is this thing? It looks like an interesting gadget. They didn't even know that it's a remote. So, you know, that is the kind of remote that the Apple TV has. And there's a big like group of people who use Apple TV, especially in the US, who hate the remote. So, you know, copying that particular thing from Apple is not a great idea, I would say. I'm glad that OnePlus has fixed it. And I hope that Xiaomi also does this because it really does not... work. It's not very practical, not for most people at least. Now, you also mentioned the software briefly there. This is where I'd like you to elaborate a little bit more because I think Xiaomi has taken a lot of effort into customizing that patch wall interface, which is on top of Android TV. Both TVs run Android TV, by the way. So the patch wall interface does have its share of fans, and Xiaomi seems to believe heavily in like, you know, adding more stuff to it. So what is your take on patch wall, and what is your take on the software used on Woo TV?
So, yeah, like you mentioned, both of these TVs run Android TV. But the difference here is that View runs the stock Android launcher and only the stock Android launcher, which means that the basic Android TV interface, this is the standard one, is the only thing you're going to get on the View Cinema TV in terms of the smart TV interface. On the Xiaomi Mi TV 4X, you get that stock Android interface, but then you also have the option of loading Patch Wall, which functions as a launcher. Now, this is something that anybody who's familiar with an Android phone will understand. It is effectively a way to have a launcher, like say you install a launcher on your phone, which changes the interface and changes the look and feel of how your phone looks. Xiaomi is doing a similar thing with its Mi TV 4X range where you can install, you can choose the patch wall launcher, and this allows you to have a different interface, which is how Xiaomi imagines its customers want it. There are a lot of fans for patch wall. Patch wall itself is now on its third version. Patch wall 3.0 just started rolling out earlier this week itself. And it's a good interface if you want the ease of use, but I personally prefer Android TV. And here is where Xiaomi is again at a weakness, because their version of Android TV is not quite as detailed as View's version of Android TV. There are a couple of major things missing. There's no quick wake. So every single time you turn off and on the Mi TV 4X, it takes about 45 seconds to boot up. Like I mentioned earlier, you can't access the settings from within content simply because there's no settings button on the remote. You have to always go back to the Android TV home screen to be able to change settings. So there are certain things where the View software is better, in my opinion. It's a little bit quicker to use as well. Xiaomi, I found a little bit sluggish at times.
Yeah, so that is another big thing. Now, you know, this kind of reminds me of that MIUI versus stock Android debate. Even though we've been fans of stock Android from day one and we don't really like any of these custom skins too much, there are so many people who actually like MIUI more. Like, well, I'm not saying MIUI is bad inherently. My only problem with MIUI is that it has too many ads and it has too much bloatware. So if Xiaomi gets rid of even the ads, and even if the bloatware is still present, I still wouldn't mind MIUI as much, but the ads really get to me. I mean, I've paid for a phone, I don't want ads. So, similarly, I mean, patch wall is very, very customized, but again, we've seen a bunch of people who actually prefer patch wall over Android TV, the stock interface. So this is a subjective choice, one that is polarizing, but you know, even if someone likes, in terms of the software, even if someone likes patch wall a lot, you absolutely cannot take the fact away that, you know, not being able to change settings, like, you know, viewing picture settings on the fly, like if you have to exit the app and then go and change the picture settings that you want and tweak even minor things, that is a problem. And at the same time, the other thing that you mentioned, you know, like when you're talking about just a simple thing like powering the TV on quickly, if you have to wait 45 seconds for a TV to boot up every single time, that is just not done. Like, there has to be a sleep mode that you know, they absolutely need to ship it right now, because I am definitely one of those people who does not like switching off the power switch for the TV. I just usually my TV, I would just like hit the power button, and you normal dumb TVs, when you have the infrared remote, they boot up pretty much instantly, right? They don't take like 45 seconds to boot up. So that's probably down to a weaker processor that is used in these budget TVs, I'm guessing. And they absolutely need to build in like one quick wake function. I think that's there on most TVs, right? I don't know if this is a common thing in the budget.
Practically all TVs have quick wake, and especially some of the more recent Android TVs. OnePlus TV has quick wake. All of Vue's Android TVs have quick wake. Even some of the cheaper options, like from brands like Kodak and Thomson and stuff, they also have similar features.
What about the Blaupunkt one? That was another like pretty good
so
one.
Blaupunkt didn't run Android TV. It had its own kind of custom interface. It's an Android based interface, but it's not Android TV itself. That did, I don't actually remember. I can't remember too clearly, but I believe it did have a quick wake function. So this is something that's fairly basic, and every TV needs to have a quick wake function. Xiaomi has been hearing these complaints for a while now, but hasn't seemed to have done anything about it. I've actually discussed this with the guys over at Xiaomi, and I've made these points to them, but I don't know. Maybe they're working on this going forward. Maybe it's something that will come with the Android TV 10 release whenever that comes. But for the time being, there's no sign of having quick wake on a Xiaomi TV.
Yeah, true that. Maybe, you know, it's not worth it to add those features to a TV that's already shipped. So maybe, you know, their next year's lineup of TVs will probably have this built in. I'm not sure, but like adding this thing via software update to these budget TVs may not make business sense for them. God knows what the reason is. But yeah, it's pretty sad that we don't have these features. So I think we have spoken about pretty much like all the things that we should be highlighting when we look at this kind of a TV comparison. But is there anything that you want to add, anything that we have missed, or, you know, maybe between the Vue Cinema TV and the Xiaomi Mi TV 4X, if you want to pick a winner, which one would you recommend? What would that be?
I think I would definitely say the Vue is the winner in this particular case. We've spoken about it in detail. The Vue has come out ahead on all counts. The Vue is a little more expensive if you're buying a 43-inch variant, but it, strangely enough, gets cheaper if you're buying a 55-inch variant. So the Xiaomi Mi TV 4X costs 34,999 if you're buying the 55-inch variant. The Vue costs 33,999 for the same thing. So, I mean, at that point, if you're buying the 55-inch variant, yes, you will even save some money on the Vue. Now, another point to make over here is that the Vue does not come in a 65-inch variant. Only the Xiaomi does. The Xiaomi Mi TV 4X is available in a 65-inch variant. I'm not sure of the exact price, but I believe it is around 50,000 or 55,000 rupees. So that is something to consider if you have the room for that kind of TV. But I think in most cases, anywhere between 43-inch and 55-inch should be fine for the average Indian home.
Yeah, true that. So I think that was a pretty exhaustive comparison of the two TVs. And I think we also got a fair few good points in about buying budget TVs in India. And even don't get like too obsessed with the label on the TV, which is things like Dolby Vision, things like 4K support, things like Android TV. You know, all these features are great to have in theory, but look at your practical use cases, the advice that we'd always give. If once again, I'm going to repeat the point I made before because it's very, very important. If you are going to be watching cable TV, you do not need a 4K TV. Buy a TV that will make sure that all the content looks good and not like really, really low res, stretched out, or just in general, you know, fairly bad. So that is the main advice I would give to everybody. But yeah, in case you're wondering which one to buy, Vue Cinema TV or the Xiaomi Mi TV 4X, the answer is pretty clear by now. It is the Vue TV which is the winner, unless you absolutely must have a 65-inch TV. So I think with that, we'll wrap this episode of Orbital. Thank you so much for listening. But as always, we have a few favors to ask from all of you guys. First of all, if you listen to this podcast via any podcasting app, please rate us, review us, and subscribe to the podcast. These things, they help us a lot. Secondly, if you have any questions, comments, or feedback, do write to us at podcast@gadgets360.com. We go through each and every email that comes in that way, and we reply as well. And finally, now, if you want to follow us outside of the podcast medium, we are also on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and soon even I think on TikTok. You can look for us at Gadgets360. Thank you so much for listening once again, and we'll be back next week.